Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 10th of March, and I'm recording at 10:02 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Sorry, it's a little later than I usually record. Now, these markets are always interesting, and this day is no exception here. Real weakness in Asia, mainly due to China. And, for instance, the Shanghai Composite Index, that's down 2.86%, or nearly 59 points, to taking it just below the 2000 level. And then the Shenzhen Composite Index, which has long been an outperformer, but here today it's down nearly 3.5%. Now, the Hang Seng Index and the China Hong Kong, Hang Seng China Enterprises Index were both down here, but only 1.75% by comparison. And so those are, well, the Hang Seng certainly is very much range bound, although slightly beneath its 200-day moving average, and it's trading at 22,265. It really needs to get up above 25,000 to break up out of the ceiling that it's seen over the last few years. I wouldn't hold my breath on that happening, but the reasons behind the weakness in China, well, I think it's probably more to do with non-performing loans than anything else. Also, China's exports were weaker, and there's no confidence in the stock market actually within the country. And there's a lot of uncertainty still. So I don't want to be turning bearish down here at this level, partly because if you've been in public sectors of China, where luckily I am and some of you are, for instance, that Atlantis China Healthcare Fund, well, it doesn't update every single day, but as of Friday's update, it was at a new all-time high. And has had a wonderful 5 years. It's overextended here right now, so I'm certainly not pushing it at this stage. But I mention it only because these public sector indices or funds and shares have really done exceedingly well in China. So it's a mixed bag. And overall, on the main indices, the valuations are really quite low. But China is still wrestling with its internal problems, and that process is clearly not over. Anyway, elsewhere, what moved to the upside here today? Well, two that I certainly featured on Friday at my seminar with some very, very interesting subscribers present. But Vietnam was higher in here today, and India only fractionally higher, but it had such a big gain on Friday, as you may recall. And India reached a new all-time high today. Now, there's good reason for that, because they've got the general election next month. Now, although the election will be in April, it may actually be May before we know the exact numbers of the result, but it's pretty obvious here that the current party is going to take a beating. And current party in power is going to take a beating, and that Narendra Modi, barring an accident, will be elected as the next prime minister. And then it'll all be about what form of coalition and how favorable a coalition partner he's able to attract to rule the country. So, very, very interesting, and people are lobbying for support in that market beforehand, and hopefully the result of the election will not result in disappointment. but it's very much in form, needless to say, within the Asian region. And the difference between India and China, well, China's valuations are a whole lot lower, but India has a overall saucering pattern that's taken it to new highs. That's bullish technically, whereas China has that inverted saucering pattern and is still in a medium-term downtrend on that Shanghai A-share index. Okay. What about elsewhere in global markets? Europe mixed. The FTSE MIB up 0.5% here among the plus sides. Amsterdam down 0.73%. Small percentages here across the board. Although the German DAX index, that's a bigger one, down 0.91% here today. But it's a very mixed picture there in Europe. In the Americas, the Brazilian market that got hit for 1.5%. Now, that along with pretty well all the resources shares, particularly the metals and miners that had been doing really quite well, but that is dependent or belief that their economic outlook is going to improve significantly in 2014 is dependent on a recovery by China. And certainly today's weakness in China dampened those actual hopes. But in the Americas, let's see, Canada fractionally higher, minimally higher, despite being a major resources producer. Wall Street closed down, but again, very small percentage moves, and it regained most of the losses that we had seen earlier in the day. Now, in government bond markets, well, it was a quiet day here overall, so nothing much going on there. The U.S. dollar, which has been quite soft in terms of the U.S. dollar index, that's relative to the other European currencies, and it's still soft, although up a tiny fraction here today, but it's 79.73, and the euro steady at 138.76, and sterling not bad as well at 1.6644, but those aren't significant changes today. And the Australian dollar at 0.9022 versus the US. China apparently this spilled over and its weakness spilled over and affected the corn and soybeans prices here. Wheat as well. You know, they've been on a run here for the last couple of months, but are certainly weaker today. For instance, corn, which I know when I left my office to go over and give my speech on Friday, corn was just above the $5 levels, but it's fallen back here to 4.78. It had closed, it had fallen back from that high on Friday and is down another 10 cents in here today. And soybeans falling a little bit further down 39 cents to 14.18. And looking at other currencies, Indian dollar is firm. That's helping the stock market. Whereas the Chinese renminbi that slipped a little bit in here today. On back to the commodities, industrial metals again on that China news. They're all softer in here today, but not a great deal. Copper is the main one that was hit quite hard in here, and that's trading after hours at 3:04. And CCI index, well, down very slightly here overall. Precious metals, I didn't mention those. gold, quiet, $1,340. Silver, little softer, 20.85, beginning to become oversold, I should say. And quietly steady here in the platinum, 1477. That's pretty much it. In it here today. So all the very best to all of you.